broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You are listening to Kaya Biz. I am Sipiso Makwitla. Kuguletu Mfupi is out today. So the average take-home pay has risen to 18,098. That's in January of this year, 2025, compared to 17,246 in December of 2024. It was 15,564 in 2023. Elise Kruger is an independent economist and joins us now to speak about this. Elise, a very good evening to you. Thanks for chatting to us. Over the past year, we've been speaking about this figure creeping up, I think beginning May last year. So there obviously is an improvement. What is behind that?
Yes, indeed. So this upward trend in the Banks of Africa take-home pay index, actually from the beginning of 2024, we started to see that trend change. And I think it's got a lot to do with an improved business environment in South Africa's economy since 2024, after we had those two harsh years, 2022 and 2023, with lots of load shedding and, you know, high inflation and high interest rates, a very difficult economic environment. That has started to change for us in 2024. And that ability of companies to afford to pay better salaries, I think it has been an important factor driving the higher take-home pay, the higher salary increases that came through in the economy in 2024.
And people would argue the figures are the figures. 100%, there's been a major increase of about 12.8% from last year in January. You also say, and the improvement is due to a moderation in consumer inflation. We've just spoken about that now with Patrick, of how it's now reading at 3.2%. But the cost of living has been rising as well. So it makes sense, but if you are counting your pennies and you have to shell out money just to do basic groceries, it doesn't make sense.
Yes. So I think what people are definitely still experiencing is the fact that we had two dismal years. And I'm really talking here again, 2022 and 2023, that where the nominal wage increases did not keep up with inflation. So you were actually worse off year by year in real terms, i.e. the prices out there increased faster than your actually wage, the wage salary increase. And then in 2024, we started to see that change. But it's almost as if there's some catch-up needed to happen to get households to the point where they do feel more purchasing power in their pockets. Because if you look at the real increase, as you just alluded to, it is indeed, you know, up quite significantly compared to a year ago. And actually, in real terms, we're now back where we were at the beginning of 2022. So we've had a couple of, you know, well, those dismal years where we were behind in terms of inflation environment. And now we started to move above. But because of the fact that you've had that period that you were basically struggling with your purchasing power being eroded by the high inflation numbers, it doesn't feel like that. But I can really tell you, in terms of the numbers that I look at, there has been a change in trend. And I hope that we can see that prevail during 2025. Because as you mentioned, today's number was a 3.2%. And, you know, on average for the year as a whole, I think headline inflation could still be around 4.1% in 2025. So that should likely be, you know, lower compared to the salary increases awarded in the economy, especially if you think about our economic growth environment that we expect to be better than last year. Mm. So all of those in combination should result, you know, in a better purchasing power scenario for salary earners.
So, as you say, there is a projected growth of, what, 1.7% for the end of this year. But there's also been an improved sentiment in business, which you mentioned, mainly also due to what we've seen as the improving electricity generation capacity. But are we going to hit another wobbly, given that we are now undergoing load shedding and there is going to be another Eskom electricity tariff increase? Is that going to shake business sentiment?
Yes, I think, you know, there will be some volatility, let me say that, but I'm thinking we are not going back to the type of load shedding that we've had, especially in 2023. So I think we will have occasional hiccups like we've had now with Eskom, where there's just coincidence of a couple of different troubles at the same time. But looking at the generation profile, I don't think that we are going to go back to where we were. That was really punishing the economy. But let me say there's a couple of other issues, and one almost want to say in combination, I still believe we're going to have a better year this year compared to last year. We've got some progress on structural reform that is pushing ahead. Even on electricity generation, just today, NERSA again reported on, 143 extra projects being approved for generation. So on the one side, yes, we've got hiccups with Eskom, but we also have renewable projects coming online. We've got a focus on improving our port and our rail network. Now, so there's a lot of development on the one side pushing us forward, but there will be some others that will holding us back. But luckily also on a cyclical front, talking about inflation, we've got a low inflation number at the moment. And so for this whole year, I think we should have a moderate inflation outcome. And hopefully we could even have a further cut in our interest rates based on that. So some factors moving us forward.
So as you mentioned, the potential risks in terms of that, which if we don't improve, that will pose a challenge. But just looking at the picture in terms of real versus nominal income, and I also like to look at pensions. The two-pot system, has that also impacted these figures?
So on the pension side, I should just explain that Banks of Africa has terminated our private pensions indexes last year in September. Actually, because of the fact that the two-pot system got implemented, and unfortunately, in terms of the payments, there's not a difference in the reference for a two-pot withdrawal payment or a proper monthly pension payment of a pensioner. So those are all now in the same pot. And given that we cannot differentiate between the two streams of payments, it has resulted in our private pensions index to be skewed. Now, the sample is no longer comparative to what we have had for how many years. So for now, we have stopped to publish that because of the fact that there is now an anomaly in our figures. But hopefully the industry will look at that. We have engaged with them to really change the reference to still show, you know, this is a monthly pension payment for somebody already retired versus this is a two-pot withdrawal payment that is just a once-off per year. So from that point of view, let me say, in the data published today, we have not said anything about pensions, but we know, and you know, just last week in the budget documentation, there was an update that a net 43 billion rand cumulatively was withdrawn since the implementation of that system. So it's quite sizable numbers we talk about. That has been, an additional tailwind in the economy in the sense that some people that did to do the withdrawals used that for consumption expenditure.
Elise, thank you so much for your time and sharing your thoughts with us. Much appreciated. Elise Kruger is an independent economist just speaking to us about take-home pay that has been increasing steadily over the past 2 years and what has led to that and what the picture is going forward. And if conditions hold, she says that we could be looking at better growth, better profitability, and hopefully better real take-home pay.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.